If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Dissension and division causes a weakening of love. You get tired of backbiting and gossiping. And why don't you just get along? There's somebody else in that leadership position. Just work with them. Stop trying to say they're not doing it your way. That's why it's a change. Love them. Third reason why love becomes weak is persecution. We just get tired of going through. You didn't think it was going to be this hard when you got saved. You actually believed the hype. Praise the Lord. You come to Jesus, you ain't having no more troubles. Excuse me. I'm going to tell you what really happened. See, before you got saved, the devil didn't pay you no mind. You were just going to hell with the rest of humanity, and he just took you for granted. But the moment you gave your heart to Jesus and you said, Jesus, I surrender to you as Lord of my life, your name went on Satan's Facebook page. And all the demons that never paid you any mind now all of a sudden are zeroing in on you. They moved in. They came in not with overnight bags. They came in with chests. They decided to stay. Even though they couldn't bother you, they wanted to stay to take notes. They were listening to your speech. They heard your negative speech. They heard your gossip. They heard your backbiting and complaining. They heard everything that you said that was contrary to the word of God. They went back to Satan and said, now we have ammunition. Go to God and get permission. And God said, go ahead and try them. And here the demons come. They are trying and they're testing everything you said. So when you were saying, I can't make it, I'm tired, I feel like giving up, the devil came back later, but you notice you never say, it's all right, I love God anyway, and I love his people. Satan zeroed in on you after you became a Christian, but there's one thing he can't touch. He can't touch God's love. In spite of what you go through, God will love you regardless. The fourth thing that causes us to lose our love is ignorance. We don't know we're loved. When did you discover you were loved? You thought it was when you were a child because somebody would invariably say, oh, come here, I just love you, I just love you. Come on, baby, come on. But you didn't master that because those same people would do wrong things to you later. The parent who said they loved you beat you with belts, switches, sticks, and ironing cords. Oh, you sit around now and brag about it. Yeah, you remember when I had to go out in the yard and get a switch? You weren't laughing when you got it. In fact, you were hoping they forgot. You kind of put it on hold till hopefully the rest of the kids would upset them and they forgot. They go around, what did I tell you to get? Oh, you told me to go to the store. Because we don't know what love is. We're sitting here right now. We don't know what love is. We use that word, oh, I love you. Praise the Lord, I love you. But do you really know what it is? We use it in our relationships. You tell your husband or your wife. Sometimes it's just a ritual. Get off the phone. Love you. Love you. Love you. I don't like doing this in church. There's a lot of churches you go to, the preachers get up and tell your neighbor you love them. I can't do that because I don't want you to lie. I just tell you, turn to the neighbor and say hello. You can do that. But why? Because we don't know what love is. We really don't. We love babies until they become adolescents. Mommy just loved my little Snooky Nookie. My little Snooky Nookie. Snooky can't talk. Snooky can't reason. But the moment they start, where in the world did you come from? I tell you, you about to kill me up in here. What happened to that little pet and love? And that's what we thought when we got saved. Oh, my God, what a great experience. Then the battle started. And God stopped protecting you. He started letting stuff come in. Devils were able to touch you where weeks ago they couldn't touch you. You felt strong. Now you're just hanging on by your fingernails. And the reason for that hanging is because you don't want to go to hell. It's not because you love God. It's because you got nothing better. It's like staying in an abusive relationship. You stay with them because you don't have anything better. You know that if you leave, you're going to be in the street. You don't love them. You don't care for them. You're staying because of what they give you. Do you really love God? Do you really love him? Or are you just enjoying the fringe benefits? What if the specter or the fear of hell was removed? Would you stay? What if he didn't give you anything anymore? You often hear people say, if God never does another thing for me, I'm going to love him anyway. Sit down. You were angry last week when someone was promoted over you. Really? Our love is growing cold, ice cold. It's grown cold. It's grown cold. Your love has grown cold. It's as if someone else controls your very soul. You fool yourself as long as you can, but God can feel the presence of another God. It's there when you speak his name. It's just not the same. Ooh, he's losing you. You can feel it in your bones. Every day, his presence is gone. Oh, he's losing you. What happened to the love you shared? Whoa, he's losing you. You try hard to hide the emptiness inside. Oh, Christian, he's losing you. Losing you! When he looks into your eyes, it's a reflection of his face he sees. He's hurt, downhearted, and worried because that face doesn't belong to him. He's losing you. He's losing you to cars, to houses, to money, to fame, popularity, to ministry. You have become adulterers like Israel in Hosea's day. But not with a physical person, but with the stuff God gave you. And so, out of the desperation of his soul, he says, I called for my lovers. I cried for them. I long and I ache for fellowship and companionship. But you went into the town to buy stuff for yourself. You chased your gifts. You chased your abilities. You chased the stuff I gave you. And then you come into my presence when you have a need and demand that I service you. You treat me like a whore. You only come to me when you have a need. But do you spend time with me? When was the last time you spent time with me and didn't ask me for anything? Just said, Father, I love you. And the relationship that we have is so magnificent. Instead of, I have to go to church, how about, I'm glad to go to church? How about, instead of, I have to go to work, how about, I'm thankful that I have a job because somebody, somewhere would love to have my job. Jesus said the love would wax cold. Your mouth would be filled with complaining. In Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, here's what John is writing when Jesus has revealed himself in chapter 1. In chapter 2, he begins to evaluate churches, and he tells John, I need you to write things that are, that will be in the future, are and will be in the future. So in other words, the revelation of the churches is what's happening in the church at the time it was written, but also in a prophetic sense, how the churches will be prior to the return of Christ. These addresses, these assessments, if you will, are written in Revelations chapter 2 and 3. In chapter 1, it is the revelation of Christ, the presentation of Christ in a glorified state. In chapter 4, it is the snatching away in verse 1 of the saints, come up hither. And then after that is the tribulation or the 70th week of Daniel that is designed to purge rebels out of Israel and bring them to a place where they acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. But prior to that return, he must address the spiritual state of the churches. Isn't it amazing that while Thyatira is listed as one of these seven churches with all of its ungodly lifestyle, isn't it amazing that Laodicea is listed with his hypocritical, arrogant, self-sufficient attitude is not listed first? Isn't it amazing that Pergamos, a church that compromised its lifestyle, so much so that the distinction of Christianity was lost on its inability to separate itself from the world? But that's not the first one. Isn't it amazing he starts with Ephesus? To the Ephesian church, he writes, I know how many good things you're doing in verse 2, and I have watched your hard work and your patience, and I know you don't tolerate sin among your members, and you have carefully examined the claims of those who say that they are apostles, but they are not. You have found out that they lie. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting, but there is one thing wrong. You don't love me like you did at first. Think about those times of your first love, how different they are now. And turn back to me again and work as you did before, or else I will come and remove your candlestick from its place among the churches. Isn't it amazing that of the seven churches, only this church was threatened with removal? It was not because of sin. It was because of the lack or the loss of love. Brothers and sisters, we have become so prideful in our spiritual security, in our salvational security. We have become so prideful that one cannot lose salvation from a biblical perspective. We have become arrogant with that doctrinal illumination. However, Jesus is saying that if you come to the place where you no longer love me, then I'm going to take you out of here. You will die before your time. I find that it's not gifts that keep you here. It is your love for God. It is your walk with God. It is your love for God that is illustrated by your love for people. For one cannot love God unless they love God's people. One cannot love God unless they love God's people. And there are many of us, unfortunately, caught up in that declining spiral, if you will. And we go around saying, I love God, but there's some people I just can't get with. Then you need to go back and recheck. You cannot love God and not get with some people. Oh, preacher, preach on, preach on. Jesus said in John 13, 34 through 35, a new commandment I give you. How many commandments are there? 11, a new commandment I give you, what? That you love one another. And what is the qualifier? As I have loved you, that you also love one another.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6218.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Closing the education gap is the theme for our first education conference to be held on Saturday, August the 4th from 8:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. We have workshops for parents, for educators, for youth. Parents, come and find out how trauma affects the home. Find out how healthy eating promotes healthy brains. For educators, what is rigor? How to make your classroom exciting and learning strategies and bringing technology back into the classroom, dealing with those challenging behaviors. And guess what? Youth, Cheltenham, Communities That Care will be here. Yes, they're going to be talking to you about bullying, making good decisions, how to deal with cops when you encounter them, building those relationships. There are over 16 workshops. That's right. Register today. The registration form will be online. Call the office for more information. Get registered today. This is a free event. We must get prepared for the future. Today is the day. See you then.